Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives and other ephemera here at WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection and other products that came along with it, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, CDs, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when all this stuff was brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Now, just imagine, if we will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. Now, normally, I'd be choosing one of these records to grab from and just play those records right for you. I'd be playing the actual vinyl records. But today, we're going to do something slightly different. I'm going to be grabbing from the donated CD pile that we have. We got a big collection of CDs that people have donated since we moved to the station here at Pittsfield Community Television, and I'm just going to be grabbing some stuff from that collection. Specifically, the sections labeled R through Z, so every artist on here has a last name in that category, or the band name in that category, R through Z. And we're going to start with... an artist that I grew up with, and this was from one of my favorite albums growing up, and it's from an album called Automatic for the People, and that group is REM. Now, there's plenty of hits on this album, obviously. I could have been playing for you. I could have been playing Drive, and, what's the other ones? Everybody Hurts, you know, all those other ones, Try Not to Breathe, The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight, Man on the Moon. I'm not going to play one of those. I'm going to play one of my personal favorites. And that is a song called Monty Got a Raw Deal. So here's REM right now with Monty Got a Raw Deal right now on Random Draw.
Monty, this seems strange to me. The movies had that movie thing, but nonsense has a welcome ring, and heroes don't come easy. Now nonsense isn't new to me. I know my head, I know my feet, but mischief knocked me in the knees. So just let go, just let go. I saw the ocean meet the man. I saw you buried in the sand. My friend was there to hold your hand. So walk on by. So I went walking through the street. I saw rhyme you
Bonnie Tyler with Have You Ever Seen the Rain. Before that, we heard Yes and their song Going for the One. And we started off the show today of this look back through some donated CDs with R.E.M. and their song Monty Got a Raw Deal. Now, that Yes song, Going for the One, was the title track off of their 1977 album, Going for the One. That album actually reached number one over in the UK, hit number eight here in the States. I recently saw them in concert, and I was looking through their discography, and it always amazed me to think about how high those albums charted back then. I mean, some of these albums have like three or four songs on them, and it still lasts for 40 or 50 minutes, and yet they're still topping the charts and everything else, but... that was a pretty good one. Now, I wasn't playing it off of that CD, Going for the One. I actually played the song from a greatest hits compilation on Atlantic Records called Highlights, The Very Best of Yes, which is actually a very good collection of some Yes tunes. If you don't have a lot of Yes in your collection, that one's a nice one, a little simple one-disc one to get you what you need to do to hear some good Yes music. So again, that was Yes with Going for the One. And that last track you just heard was Welsh singer Bonnie Tyler and her cover of the Creedence song, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? That one came on her 1983 album called Faster Than the Speed of Night. Again, that wasn't the album we were listening to. We were actually listening to an off compilation on Columbia Records called Super Hits, featuring, again, a bunch of her greatest hits. That original 1983 album, and that single that you heard, was produced by Jim Steinman, so hence the very operatic guitars and, big choruses and that sort of stuff, just like you'd expect Jim Steinman of Meatloaf fame to sound. And that song hit number 13 for Bonnie Tyler back in 1983 over in Ireland, hit number 47 in the UK, didn't chart over here in the United States, but there you go. We pretty much leave our Bonnie Tyler with a total eclipse of the heart and holding out for a hero. Well, there you go. All right, we're going to continue to move along here on the show. We're going to go down south a little bit. We're going to countrify it up a little bit. We're going to start with a group who is calling themselves Trio, and that's Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris. And in 1999, they were putting out their second album together called Trio 2, and that peaked number four on the country album charts here in the U.S. And we're going to play, we just played a cover song. You know, I love cover songs, especially the more obscure, the better. So we're going to play a cover song that Trio put on their album. It's a cover of a Neil Young classic, After the Gold Rush, which actually won the group a Grammy Award for Best Country Collaboration with Vocals the following year, in the year 2000. So right now, here is Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt, by the known as Trio, with their version of After the Gold Rush, right now on Random Draw.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun. There was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 20th century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 20th century. I was lying in a burned up basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like I could cry. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie. ¶¶
saw the silver spaceships fly in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones, all in a dream, all in a dream. The loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver sea to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver sea to a new
I was 10 years old on my grandpa's farm when it happened. After all these years, I can still hear grandpa laughing as he applied that barnyard remedy. He passed his wisdom down to me. You don't reach for the honey without smoking the high.
I remember my first crush was on the preacher's daughter. We were smooching on the front porch swing that night when he caught her. We weren't expecting him home until 10:15 when the good Lord taught me that lesson again. You don't reach for the honey without smoking the hive.
You don't point a pistol before you check each chamber.
And you don't drink, no, you don't drink when you drive.
Just ordinary common sense to avoid that danger.
You don't reach for the honey without smoking the hive. While she rolled into town with the rodeo, she was a beauty.
And that cowboy saw you wink at her, she was a cutie.
The sound of jingling spurs caught me dead on the run.
He was fit to be tied and you were under the gun.
You don't reach for that honey without smoking the hive.
You don't point a pistol before you check each chamber.
And you don't drink, no, you don't drink when you drive.
It's just ordinary common sense to avoid that danger.
And you don't reach for that honey without smoking the hive.
No, you don't reach for the honey without smoking the hive.
You're gonna get stung, boy.
Sitting here waiting. Don't
Sugar Mama. That was Bonnie Raitt. And before that, we heard Randy Travis and his song Smokin' the Hive. And we started off this sort of countrified set of music with Trio, Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt with their cover of After the Gold Rush. I guess that's all songs in that set were cover songs, because that next song you heard, Randy Travis, featured actually a pretty famous actor, director. That's Clint Eastwood on co-vocals with Randy Travis doing the old country hit Smokin' the Hive. That song was taken from a 1990 Randy Travis album called Heroes and Friends. And basically it's an entire duets album. There's one track on there called Heroes and Friends that Randy Travis sings himself, but then every other track on the album is a duet with some other country music artist or blues artist. So you get Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Loretta Lynn, B.B. King, George Jones, Kris Kristofferson, Tammy Wynette, Conway Twitty, and Roy Rogers all on that album. So there you go. So if you want to hear some great country duets, by all means, check out Randy Travis's 1990 album, Heroes and Friends, on Warner Brothers Records. There you go. All right, so we followed up that weird collaboration of Clint Eastwood singing with one of the great singer blues guitarists of all time. That's Bonnie Raitt, and that was a song, Sugar Mama. Now, that song originated from her 1975 album, Home Plate. But we were listening to it from a compilation album called the Bonnie Raitt Collection, which also came out in 1990. And basically it was built upon her, she had some great success in the late 80s, but that was on Capitol Records, all those great songs that she had in the 80s. So Warner Brothers, her previous label, decided to put out a greatest hits featuring songs from her first 9 albums. And one of those was Sugar Mama, and that was a Delbert McClinton song that she was singing there. And I always liked that song from Bonnie Raitt. So there you go. That was Sugar Mama by Bonnie Raitt. All right, I think we've reached that point in the show right now where we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few moments to hear some more great music that I've pulled off of our donated CD collection. So stick around here on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a moment.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from Evco Hypnosis. Join Evco Hypnosis October 17th for the inaugural Hypno Mixer for singles at J7 on Winter Street in Pittsfield. Discover the benefits of hypnosis while mingling with other singles in a relaxed and enjoyable setting. For more details and to register, visit evcohypnosis.com.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
WTBR.
Yeah!
And we are back, and you've been listening to Random Draw with a great collection of donated CDs and the letters R through Z collection so far on this show. Now, remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including YouTube, Apple Music, any place like that. You know, the usual podcast sources. You can also visit our station's website at any time for more information at WTBRFM.com. There you can get all the great podcasts of all the great shows here at the station. You can see the full schedule of programming, and there's a giant button at the top of the page that allows you to donate to us. We certainly would appreciate that. All right, I think we're going to get to some more music here off these great CDs we have. And we're going to listen to a track from a band that was very big in the 80s. I actually got to see them live about a year or two ago. And that's Tears for Fears. And we're going to listen to a track off of, technically it's coming from their first album. It's a song called Mad World. And it's a song from their very first album called The Hurting, but I'm going to take it from a collection, a greatest hits collection called Tears Roll Down, Greatest Hits 82 to 92. The 82 is the Mad World that we're talking about. So here is the number 3 over in the UK hit single for Tears for Fears. Here's Mad World right now on Random Draw.
too much for all this hanging around. It's just the same thing all the time. Never get what I want, never get too close to the end of the line. You're just the same thing that I knew.
We don't need to know the way.
Tina Turner with We Don't Need Another Hero, Thunderdome. Can't we get beyond Thunderdome at this point in our lives? Before that, we heard Rob Thomas with This Is How a Heart Breaks. And we opened up that set of music here with our second half of the show with Tears for Fears and their song Mad World. All right, that Rob Thomas song, This Is How a Heart Breaks, appears on his debut solo album, album called Something to Be. Obviously, you may know Rob Thomas best as the lead singer of the group Matchbox 20, but in 2005, he was putting out his first solo album, and that was the second single off the album, only reached number 52 in the U.S., followed up his big hit single, Lonely No More, which hit number 6. But there you go. So Rob Thomas, he's still out there touring with Matchbox 20 every now and then, doing solo tours also. So there you go. That was Rob Thomas with This Is How a Heart Breaks. And we wrapped up that set of music with the great Tina Turner and her song, We Don't Need Another Hero, Thunderdome, which was taken from the Mad Max movie Beyond Thunderdome, the third Mad Max movie. That Tina Turner song, we took it from a collection, another greatest hits collection called Simply the Best, which is pretty much sums it up. It was released in 1991 and features a lot of great songs on there. What's Love Got to Do with It, Nutbush City Limits, Let's Stay Together, Private Dancer, Better Be Good to Me, Steamy Window. It's a greatest hits. And obviously with Tina Turner, there's tons of them. But that, of course, was, like I said, that was also a movie that she starred in. Let alone also recording the official theme song to the movie, and it hit number 57 on the Hot 100 way back when. All right, that was Tina Turner with We Don't Need Another Hero. And speaking of other heroes, we're going to close out the set with a few people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're going to start with the great Bruce Springsteen, who in 2005 was putting out a CD called Devils in Dust and hit number 1 here in the U.S. I think it was also helped because it followed up The Rising, which was a smash hit from 2002. There you go. We're going to listen to a track off Devils in Dust right now, where it's called Maria's Bed, right here on Random Draw.
1, 2, 3, 4. Barbed wire, highway 40 days and nights. I ain't complaining, it's my job and it suits me right. Got a sweet soul fever rushing round my head. I'm gonna sleep tonight in Maria's bed. On a dead man's suit and smiling skull ring, lucky graveyard boots and a song to sing. I keep my heart in my work, my troubles in my head, and I keep my soul in Maria's bed. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. I've been up on Sugar Mountain, across the sweet blue sea. I walk the valley of living, tears and mystery. I gotta run out of luck and give myself up for dead. Waters from where we could be. Hey, hey. Yeah, yeah. She gave a candy staircase and the world of moon. Sweet breath and she'll take you and miss her to the other room. I was burned by the angel's soul, wings and legs, and I fell the roses in sweet salvation, the morning is here.
dust proves golden outside. All it means is say, hold on, brother, the light up ahead. Ain't nothing like a light shining from your feet. Well, I take my blessings and riverhead. I'm living in the light of Maria.
Seems a little close. Just feel something.
That was the Vaughn Brothers with the song Hard to Be. Before that, we heard James Taylor and his song Every Day. And we started off this last set of music with Bruce Springsteen and the song Maria's Bed from his Devils and Dust album. That James Taylor song Every Day was taken from his album That's Why I'm Here out on Columbia Records. It's the CD. And, you know, again, it's James Taylor. You can pretty much, on every album, he's at least got one or two singles that seem to go high on the charts. So there you go, James Taylor with Every Day. And we closed out the show with the great Vaughn Brothers. That's Jimmy and Stevie Ray Vaughan, who will put out an album, tragically before the death of Stevie Ray Vaughan, an album called Family Style on Epic Records. Great album. I remember having this one when I was younger. I was in high school when Stevie Ray Vaughan and his brother put out this album. And it's just a great album to listen to with every song back to back. But that was the first song on the album, Hard to Be. So there you go, that was the Vaughn Brothers. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we will see you later.